This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
My Life Magazine is brought to you by Hamilton County DD Services. Hello and welcome to My Life Magazine for spring of 2024. I'm Charlie Van Sant. It's great to have you stop by. On the cover, life-saving skill. A new toolkit makes learning CPR fun and easy for everyone. Walk and roll. An accessibility audit can identify possible community barriers. Standout singer, local singer Braden Raymer, releases his first country single. And so let's move into the contents of the spring My Life magazine. The editorial team, Ryan Braun, Director of Community Relations, Lisa Danford, Community Relations Coordinator, and the staff, James Harley, Anna Leah Swafford, Amy Hayden, and Michael Ginn. Writers and contributors, Anna Leah Swafford, Amber Smith, Ryan Braun, Lisa Danford, Cincinnati Art Museum, Jamie Miller, D. Henry, Braden Raymer, Amy Hayden, Michael Ginn, Ann Myers, Agra Photography, and Jenny Castrucci. Have a question, comment, or story idea? Email magazine@hamiltondds.org, or you can call 513-794-3300. Again, that number, 513-794-3300, or magazine@hamiltondds.org. On page 7 of the spring My Life magazine, be a lifesaver. Performing CPR can increase the chance someone survives a heart attack. A new toolkit has interactive activity and games to make it easier for everyone to learn life-saving skills. On page 8, accessibility audit. Leading an independent life means accessing your community. CILO is hosting a new event that empowers people to identify potential barriers to accessibility. On page 13, understanding Social Security benefits. Applying for Social Security benefits might seem intimidating. However, HCDDS representatives can help you understand your options and how work may affect your benefits. And in every issue, news and notes, pages 4 through 6, Leah's letter, and the news, new art exhibit, emergency alerts, award nominations, and more. My Voice, pages 14 through 16, meet 5 local advocates with 5 questions, and local barber, Vernon Jackson. My Life, pages 17 through 19, hometown tourist, new in focus, and upcoming events. First up, Leah's letter. As we celebrate the arrival of spring, I'm happy to share a vibrant bouquet of articles in this issue. Our cover story spotlights Braden Raymer, a local country music singer who recently released his first song. Braden's story is inspiring, and if you like country music, you can play Not Just a Boy in a Wheelchair on repeat from the major streaming services. In one of our feature stories, you'll learn more about how HCDDS can guide you through the process of applying for benefits. Understanding and navigating benefits is essential, and our experts can empower you in that process. Speaking of navigating, another feature story explores the impact of CILO's accessibility audits and how you can participate. You'll learn how these audits are promoting inclusive, accessible spaces while also building community. Another way to help your community is to learn CPR. Jamie Miller, a nurse at HCDDS, discusses new toolkits to learn and practice the skill no matter your abilities. Whether you're a nature lover, a thrill seeker, or a history buff, Amy Hayden shares ideas for being a tourist in your own hometown As the weather warms, there's no better time to get out of the house and experience something new. And you'll also meet many interesting people in this edition's My Voice interviews, and I'm especially excited to share our five questions interview with Vernon Jackson, the local barber whose viral videos spread joy last year. I hope this spring issue of My Life sparks ideas for following your dreams, fostering community, and exploring your hometown. Enjoy! News and notes. New inclusive art exhibit premieres at Cincinnati Art Museum this spring. The Cincinnati Art Museum, CAM, is excited to host the annual Accessible Expressions Ohio, a statewide art exhibit by Ohio artists of all ages with disabilities. It opens on March 29th and is the first time CAM has displayed an entire show of works by people with disabilities. The opportunity comes from a long-term partnership with Columbus-based nonprofit Art Possible Ohio. It's a juried exhibit, which means a panel of practicing artists, educators, and arts administrators review all submissions in three categories. This team also decides which artworks will receive awards. Museum visitors will see dozens of different artworks, including two- and three-dimensional pieces. Accessible Expressions Ohio runs through May 12th. Admission is free. After premiering at the Cincinnati Art Museum, the exhibit will travel to other museums and venues throughout Ohio. And a couple of pictures on the page. Folks in the gallery looking at the Accessible Expressions Ohio exhibit. An entire show of works by people with disabilities. Also, below, a picture of The Transformation by Sarah Brown, Mixed Media of Euclid, Ohio. And it's actually a picture of a person, an outline of a person in blue, just the head and the neck. And the head and part of the neck are covered with flowers and butterflies. And the photos were provided by the Cincinnati Art Museum. Stay safe with emergency alerts. Did you know that Hamilton County has a state-of-the-art mass notification system to warn residents about emergencies? It's called Alert Hamilton County. Residents can sign up to receive alerts through text messages, email, and phone calls. To sign up, go to alerthc.org. Again, that's alerthc.org. Register your contact information. Select the alerts you want to receive. You can choose from 42 different alerts, like air quality, severe weather, and evacuation or shelter-in-place orders. Choose how you would like to receive alerts and notifications. You can also sign up for a Smart 911 profile. This allows first responders to access critical and potentially life-saving personal information. You can provide as much or as little information as you'd like. This could include medical conditions, photos of family members or pets, and vehicle information. Learn more at smart911.com. Again, smart911.com. Nominate an outstanding community advocate. Nominations for the John Romer Advocacy Award will open April 15th. The award recognizes someone whose exceptional advocacy work on behalf of themselves and others made a significant impact on their community. Nominees must live in Hamilton County and must be at least 16 years old. In 2023, Hamilton County DD Services, HCDDS, created this award in honor of John Romer, former advocacy director. A giant in the disability advocacy world, Romer lifted the voices of people with disabilities and encouraged them to speak up about what is important in their life. The nomination form and additional details will be available in early April on the HCDDS website, HamiltonDDS.org. Again, that's HamiltonDDS.org. And there is a nice picture of John Romer And on the other side of the page, John Romer Advocacy Award winners Melinda Gableman, Dr. Courtney Reese, and Alicia Hopkins after the September 12 award presentation. And the photo was by Lisa Danford. Celebrate spring at GrowFest in May. The Civic Garden Center is premiering a new event this spring. GrowFest is Saturday, May 4, at the organization's headquarters in Avondale. We see a need for camaraderie and conversations for accessible learning opportunities and access to hard-to-find materials. And that's what GrowFest will provide, said Executive Director Karen Kale in an email news release. GrowFest is an evolution of the semi-annual plant sale. It includes food trucks, live music, educational sessions, and more. You'll also have an opportunity to buy herbs, vegetable starts, native plants, and pollinator-friendly flowers. You can learn more at civicgardencenter.org. Again, that's civicgardencenter.org. In the article, a nice picture of folks out in the garden and taking a look at the great plants that are available. GrowFest, a new festival that combines the Civic Garden Center's plant sale with live music, educational sessions, and more. And the photo provided by the Civic Garden Center. Learn life-saving skills, CPR and AED Basics Toolkit, now available. This is in the features category. This is by Jamie Miller. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, is a simple skill that involves using chest compressions when someone's heart has stopped beating. CPR helps circulate blood to the brain and other vital organs. Studies show that CPR can double or even triple the chances of survival in an emergency. Additionally, people who learn this skill feel empowered. Knowing CPR decreases anxiety and increases confidence during emergencies. And the best part is that anyone can learn CPR skills, including people with disabilities. According to the American Heart Association Training Center, thankfully all it takes to save a life using CPR is a willingness to learn and an instructor who is willing to help students adapt to any challenges that they may face. Last year, Hamilton County DD Services collaborated with Walk of Joy, Project Search at Cincinnati Children's, and the Attainment Company to develop and pilot a CPR plus AED Basics Toolkit. The toolkit is an introduction to CPR for people with various abilities. The toolkit reinforces CPR skills through interactive practice and gameplay. People from Hallam House, Walk of Joy, and Active Day attended classes to learn the basics of CPR and how to use an AED. Participants learned everyone has a role in initiating and performing CPR. Many said they felt less anxious about their ability to help in an emergency. Some participants even expressed a desire to pursue official CPR certification. A couple of pictures on the page. A picture of a lady at a table with some others. Sarah, who attends Active Day Franks, practices CPR with the new toolkit from the Attainment Company. And below, a picture of Jamie Miller, a nurse consultant for HCDDS. She reviews CPR skills with day program participants. The toolkit includes games and interactive activities, and all photos have been provided. Learn more about the CPR plus AED Basics Toolkit at attainmentcompany.com. That's attainmentcompany.com. Walk of Joy will periodically offer an introduction to CPR course for people with disabilities. Contact Jessica at walkofjoy.org for details. Again, that's Jessica at walkofjoy.org. Up next, accessibility audits can improve the community. This is by D. Henry. The Center for Independent Living Options, CILO, is starting a new community walk and roll this year. It's a social event that will also serve as an accessibility audit for our streets and public spaces. Anyone who lives or spends time in Cincinnati is invited to join. With the community walk and roll, we hope to build community with our neighbors, promote mobility rights and disability justice, and identify and bring attention to inaccessibility in our city. Part of CILO's mission is to empower people with disabilities to lead independent and inclusive lives. This means that our community spaces must be accessible, including sidewalks, parks, and businesses. And there are two pictures on the page. One is a picture of Robert Shoemake in his wheelchair going down a sidewalk near his home in Avondale. Barriers like flower pots or benches in the pathway make it more difficult for him to navigate. And below, a picture of a traffic light button and a sign to cross street, push button, wait for walk light. Some crosswalk buttons activate audio signals for people who are visually impaired. This can help people know when it's safe to cross the street. The article continues, an accessible space is one that everyone can access and use without barriers. People with disabilities often face more barriers to accessible spaces. Barriers are conditions or obstacles that prevent disabled people from using or accessing a space, service, or knowledge. Some examples include a sidewalk not having a curb cut, uneven terrain, or a crosswalk without audible messaging. Accessibility means that persons with disabilities have the choice to live independently and participate fully in all aspects of life. We have legal protection against exclusion from a public space based on our disability. The Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, which became law in 1990, requires public spaces to be accessible to people with disabilities. One tool we can use to check accessibility is an audit. An accessibility audit can help determine what barriers to accessibility exist, and we can use this information to remove those barriers and prevent others. CILO's Walk and Roll is also an opportunity to meet new friends. Participants will attend a short training course on accessibility and the ADA. After the training, we will walk and roll through part of Cincinnati on a predetermined route. Along the way, we will get to know each other as we point out examples of potential ADA violations. And then we will submit these accessibility issues to the city of Cincinnati. And there are a couple of pictures on this page. One is a push-to-open button. And push buttons are often found near building entrances. They automatically open doors. And a picture below, newer buildings like the library branch in Madisonville have ramps to make it easier for people to access buildings. And there is a picture of a nice new accessibility ramp right in front of the library and leading right up to the front door. All photos by Lisa Danford. The Center for Independent Living Options, CILO, is a nonprofit organization providing services for people with disabilities in Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. If you have interests in joining CILO's Community Walk and Roll or have an accessibility issue in Cincinnati you would like to report, please contact Disability Rights and Advocacy Specialist Dee Henry. Again, that's Disability Rights and Advocacy Specialist Dee Henry at 513-241-8046. That's 513-241-8046 or dhenry@cilo.net. That's dhenry@cilo.net. Up next, the cover story, Standout Singer. Local musician releases his first country song. This is by Lisa Danford. And at the top of the page, a nice picture of Braden Raymer in the recording studio for his first single, Not Just a Boy in a Wheelchair. He's got a big smile as he sings into the microphone, and he has a set of headphones on so he can hear how he sounds. Hey Alexa, play Not Just a Boy in a Wheelchair by Braden Raymer on Amazon Music. As the song plays, Raymer is beaming. It's still surreal for him to hear his song. Earlier this year, Raymer, 23, released his first single with help from local musicians. It makes my heart happy knowing I can do what I want to do, he said. People like my song, and it feels pretty wonderful. The country tune is about an experience he had at a show. Raymer was trying to say hi to a few people, and they just overlooked him. I felt ignored. That's what the song is about, he said. Music has always been a part of Raymer's life, and one of his favorite sayings is, "Music is life." That's why our hearts have beats. Another picture on the page here, a shot of Braden in his chair in a field. Braden Raymer on a sunny day. An attachment for his wheelchair can hold a microphone while he sings. Continuing the article on Standout Singer, his mom, Jenny O'Brien, said music calmed him down as a child, and when she played his favorite songs, he always smiled and sang along. Raymer started singing with his uncle, Rodney Allen Combs, when he was 8 years old. It's my favorite thing to do, he said. It feels good doing what I love. For the past few years, he's been a regular at regional venues, singing a few songs with some of his favorite local bands. Jason Owens, who helped Raymer record his song, met him at a show in Cincinnati. He asked me if he could sing with us, and he's been singing with us ever since, Owen said. Anytime someone new sees Braden sing, it lights them up. The joy in his heart is like nothing else. Raymer also regularly sings with the Dan Varner Band and has earned the nickname Rockstar from the band's singer, Dan Varner. He remembers every word to every song, Varner said. Braden gets standing ovations everywhere because people don't expect that voice. The reaction is priceless. And it shows here on the page another picture of Braden in his chair with his friend Dan Varner, a local musician. They're on a stage that his family built in their backyard. Continuing with the article, Standout Singer, his confidence as a singer has soared, and Raymer is comfortable singing in front of large crowds, some with an audience of close to 1,000 people. I'm thankful that I have these musicians around me. I really appreciate the support I've gotten over the years, he said. It feels good to have people singing along. It brings joy to me, and I really love it. Raymer plays somewhere almost every weekend, and he has a regular gig at Grove Park Grill in Anderson Township. His family even has a stage on their deck where Raymer plays for friends and family. This year, he hopes to write and record more songs. O'Brien said her son has formed close bonds with different local musicians who continue to support his dreams. It's pretty special to see that they embrace Braden as part of their family, she said. Not Just a Boy in a Wheelchair is available on Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, and YouTube. And there's another picture on the page, Braden Raymer with his mom, Jenny O'Brien. They're on their way to the VOA Country Music Festival. And another picture on the page, Braden Raymer with local musician and friend Jason Owens. Owens and his band played the music for Not Just a Boy in a Wheelchair. And on stage, see Braden Raymer live from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, April 27 at the Grove Park Grill in Anderson Township, 6735 Kellogg Road. And a reminder that you're listening to My Life Magazine for spring of 2024. Lots of great articles in this issue. I'm Charlie Van Sant, and I'll share them with you. Continuing in features, assistance available when applying for benefits. This is by Lisa Danford. Turning 18 is a significant milestone, and for people with disabilities, it also means it's time to apply for Social Security benefits. Jenny Castrucci needed help filling out Social Security forms for her son Ryan. It got to the point where you don't even understand what you're reading. It's hard to decipher what it all means, she said. Through her son's Service and Support Administrator, SSA, they connected to the HCDDS benefits team. Benefits analyst Teresa Schlemmer worked with Jenny and Ryan to provide direction and help the family understand the Social Security application process. I meet with the person we serve and their legal guardians, if they have one, and we apply for Social Security and Supplemental Security Income, SSI, at the same time, Schlemmer said. We also talk about how work may impact their benefits. Throughout the process, Schlemmer provided guidance and reassurance to the Castrucci's. Teresa really made a big difference for us, Jenny said. In addition to initial applications, Schlemmer can also help when people have problems with Social Security, like if their checks stop coming. Schlemmer said she enjoys assisting others in applying for much-needed benefits. This role makes it easier and more accommodating for our families. It has made a world of difference for people we support, Schlemmer added. Up in the right-hand corner, a picture of Ryan Castrucci, along with his parents. The HCDDS benefits team helped Ryan and his family apply for Social Security benefits when he turned 18. Now, a purple box right below the photograph, what's the difference? Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, or disability, provides monthly payments to people who have a disability that stops or limits their ability to work. Supplemental Security Income, SSI, provides monthly payments to people with disabilities and older adults who have little or no income or resources. And benefits representatives at HCDDS help people we support obtain and maintain public benefits. Reach out to your SSA or call 513-794-3300. Once again, that's 513-794-3300 to get connected with the benefits team. Next up, My Voice. Hear from the people in your community. Each issue of My Life features five people who live in Hamilton County. They share their interests, what issues are important to them, how they improve the community, their proudest accomplishments, and more. And if you'd like to share your voice, contact our editorial team about sharing your voice. And the email is magazine@hamiltondds.org. Again, magazine@hamiltondds.org. Up top, Kamen Hobeka of Coleraine Township. He's 20 years old. I am proud of playing classical music on piano at home. I like to play Mozart and listen to WGUC with my mom. I'm also a movie lover and part of the movie club at Cinemark Western Hills. I can describe music from classical to movie soundtracks, like the movie Up, James and the Giant Peach, and Detective Pikachu. Up next, Amber Smith, Coleraine Township. She's 29 years old. I'm a big animal lover, and I've always loved learning about them. Some of my favorite animals are penguins, lemurs, and meerkats. They are always so cute to watch. One place I like to go is the Cincinnati Zoo. I also love to go to the Newport Aquarium as well. Plus, both places are great for photography. I love taking pictures of the beautiful animals and nature. Featured next is Danita Carr of North College Hill. She's 40 years old. From 2007 to 2014, I attended four different colleges. Three of them told me that I wouldn't make it because of my learning disability. But I refused to accept it. When I went to the National College of Business and Technology, my professors saw something in me. They worked with me so I could graduate. I was so proud of myself, and I cried because I proved people wrong. Now I am a proud business owner as an independent beauty consultant for Mary Kay and a sales representative for Avon. Next up is Matt Cavanaugh of Green Township. He's 42 years old. I love doing magic. I've been practicing magic for a very long time and performed a magic show at a nursing home. I got my love of magic from my dad and Dreamland Magic. My favorite magic trick is tossing a light with my thumbs. It's my favorite because it's a gift from my dad, and I loved magic ever since then. And finally, Duke Mitchell of Clifton. He's 28 years old. I have many talents. One of them is that I can wiggle my ears on command. I am also able to imitate voices that I hear on TV and from movies. I like imitating Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. One of my other talents is that I'm strong and able to lift heavy things that people aren't normally capable of lifting, like heavy rocks or tables. With each of these individuals, there's a nice picture next to the article. A reminder that you're listening to My Life Magazine for spring of 2024. My Life is a publication of the Hamilton County Developmental Disability Services, HCDDS. Five questions with Vernon Jackson, the owner of Noble Barber and Beauty and founder of The Gifted Event. There's a nice picture of barber Vernon Jackson in the middle of the page, a picture of him, and it's bordered by a circle. How did you get into this field? I'm licensed as a cosmetologist. In high school, they were recruiting kids, and a teacher said, "You might want to check out this program." I toured the campus and gravitated to the environment. Initially, I didn't have the desire to own my own shop because I was focused on being a poet and author. But eventually, I knew I couldn't be renting a chair. I had to be the owner. What is the Gifted Event? I needed a space where I could dedicate time to the population of my clients who were on the autism spectrum or who needed a little bit more time, attention, and patience. I had a conversation with a friend and then decided to do the Gifted Event on the third Monday of each month. What are some of your favorite spots in Cincinnati? For fine dining, Boca. It's a treat to myself. I also love going to Nostalgia Jazz Bar and Ghost Baby. One of your Gifted Event videos went viral last year. What was that like? Going viral? It's a hell of a monster, but it's a beautiful one. It shows you that you're not alone in what you love and enjoy. You also get to literally see how you impact people. My inbox was full of parents, grandparents, and people with disabilities who were grateful to be seen, have representation, and to see their story. You have a black male with a child with Down syndrome sharing an authentic human experience, and no one is thinking about what the difference is. We're laughing, and there's joy. Who inspires you? The kids. When I meet them, especially the ones that are having a hard time, they feel my energy. You can see them working through an experience they are not comfortable with at all. They're leaning into me with trust, and that really matters and inspires me to go harder for them. Next up in my life, Hometown Tourist by Amy Hayden. And as the weather gets warmer, people are ready to get outside and travel. If long road trips or expensive vacations aren't in your budget, Greater Cincinnati has plenty of spots to explore. For thrill seekers, Kings Island has 50 roller coasters and rides, an attached water park, and a variety of dining and entertainment options. You can even take a ride to the top of the Eiffel Tower for unmatched views of the park and surrounding landscape. And there's a picture of the park just to the right of the article. Miami Valley Gaming is a harness racing track and casino between Monroe and Lebanon. It has seasonal live horse racing 5 days a week and live entertainment every weekend. For history buffs, Chateau La Roche, also known as the Loveland Castle, is a museum on the banks of the Little Miami River. This medieval-style castle took 50 years to build. You can take a self-guided tour through the castle and gardens. And there is a picture to the right of the Loveland Castle, Chateau La Roche. The Voice of America Museum in Westchester celebrates the legacy and global impact of the first international broadcasting station. It features exhibits about radio and wireless innovations. And tucked in the Walnut Hills neighborhood is the William Howard Taft National Historic Site. The house was the birthplace of Taft, who was the 27th President of the United States and the 10th Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. For nature lovers, Sawyer Point has something for everyone, from tennis courts and water sprinklers to public art and walking trails. You can also relax on the Serpentine Wall and watch boats on the Ohio River. Crone Conservatory in Eden Park features rotating botanical exhibits and an indoor waterfall. It's also home to the annual Butterfly Show, which gives visitors a chance to interact with the butterflies. And there is a picture of those butterflies just to the right of the article. Also listed for nature lovers, Mitchell Memorial Forest in Cleves is home to Hamilton County's first official mountain bike trail. It also has a pond for catch-and-release fishing and trail, perfect for spotting wildlife. And a reminder that you're listening to My Life Magazine, a publication of the Hamilton County Developmental Disability Services, HCDDS. Next up in focus, True Care Provider Services' annual Be My Valentine event was a special night for all. People who attended enjoyed food, beverages, and fun activities. The evening included plenty of chances for creating connections and celebrating community. Be My Valentine was co-hosted by Diana Mayrose, Steve Pelton, and Danae Rigg. There's a picture of a group of friends during a fun moment in front of the festival backdrop. The photos provided by Agra Photography, LLC. Neighbors in Action and Hamilton County DD Services started a new tradition this year, giving back to the community. Volunteer days take place every other month. These events are an opportunity for people with disabilities to spend some time socializing while making a positive impact in the community. In January, the group made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for Our Daily Bread Soup Kitchen. In March, they put together activity bags for St. Vincent de Paul. And there is a picture of some of the participants next to the article and the photo by Ann Myers. Nearly 40 people joined at the first Pig Abilities meetup of the season on February 25th. The Flying Pig mascot also made a special appearance to cheer on athletes. People with disabilities and their supporters gather each week to train for Pig Abilities, the one-mile event during Flying Pig Weekend. This year's Pig Abilities is set for Saturday, and there is a picture of Javon Moses, and he is walking with his family. And Jason White has a pose with the Flying Pig mascot before the February 25th meetup. And the photos were from Lisa Danford. Let's take a look at the calendar for the spring edition of My Life magazine. Mind Body Art, April 4th, Cincinnati Art Museum, a monthly gallery experience that explores the intersections of mental health, wellness, and art. Email projectcare@ywcasin.org. That's projectcare@ywcasin.org. www.mylifemagazine.org. Workout on the Green, April 17th, Washington Park. Enjoy a free outdoor workout class. Schedule and exercise varies weekly. More information, washingtonpark.org. Again, that's washingtonpark.org. March of Dimes Walk, April 28th, Sawyer Point. Walk together to bring awareness to preventable infant and maternal health risks. More information, marchforbabies.org. That's marchforbabies.org. Double Vision, May 3rd, Memorial Hall. Annual art auction fundraiser that pairs visionaries plus voices artists with community collaborators. More information, visionariesandvoices.com. That's visionariesandvoices.com. Flying Pig Marathon, May 3rd through the 5th, various locations. Enjoy a weekend full of fun events for everyone, including Pig Abilities, the 50 West Mile, Flying Fur, and more. More information, flyingpigmarathon.com. That's flyingpigmarathon.com. ETC Cabaret, May 4th at the Ensemble Theater. A late-night cabaret performance celebrating Broadway and other musical genres. More information? EnsembleCincinnati.org. That's EnsembleCincinnati.org. Mother's Day event, May 12th at the Cincinnati Zoo. Celebrate the special women in your life and your favorite animal moms. Mothers get free admission. More information, CincinnatiZoo.org, CincinnatiZoo.org. Chat and Play, Wednesday, May 15th on Zoom. Join other adults 18 and older to chat and play games during this weekly get-together, hosted by Mike and Amy. More information, HamiltonDDS.org/calendar. That's HamiltonDDS.org/calendar. Wheel of Fortune Live, May 22 at the Taft Theater. This theatrical experience brings America's game to you in an exciting live stage show. More information, tafttheater.org. That's tafttheater.org. Community Days, June 16 at the Freedom Center. Enjoy free admission to the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, which has exhibits to create a collective heritage. More information, freedomcenter.org. That's freedomcenter.org. Magic Summer Tour, June 21st at Riverbend. Hear the hits of New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Riverbend.org for more information. Again, that's riverbend.org. Cincinnati Pride, June 22nd at Sawyer Point. A parade and festival celebrating and supporting those within the area's LGBTQIA+ community. More information, CincinnatiPride.org. That's CincinnatiPride.org. And a reminder, of course, the audio version is available thanks to CABVI's Radio Reading Services. My Life is a publication of Hamilton County Developmental Disability Services, HCDDS. Our magazine empowers people with independent life skills, shares success stories, and promotes opportunities for advocacy and making connections. It's created by and for people with developmental disabilities. And that's going to wrap it up for the spring edition of My Life Magazine. I'm Charlie Van Sant with Radio Reading Services, a division of the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, CABVI. Thanks so much for stopping by, and I'll look forward to talking with you again very soon.